Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, oh, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KA2ZNZ and KA2VLA recognized. Are there any other check-ins? KA2ZNZ, good evening. Up here we have a cap, we have a temperature of 48. What you got up there and what's new tonight?
Okay, well, it wasn't a bad day today. We got up to about 65. It's my kind of temperature, actually. Not a lot of sunshine, but not a lot of wind either, so it wasn't bad. Right now, we're at 50.2. I think that's what we were last night about this time. So we're in a rut. Yeah, it's supposed to go down again tonight to the low 40s, possible upper 30s. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. There was rain moving into the state, but I think it has stayed well south of us so far. It seems to be moving east into the Catskills and so on. So nothing else from here. Say good evening to Clint, and 7-3s to all. KA2ZNZ.
Well, you and me both there, Jack. My kind of weather too. My wife has to work on Sunday, so I finagled it so I could work on Sunday too from home, and took off Thursday afternoon into Saturday afternoon, and up here at camp to do some hunting. It's nice and cool up here. I checked the high low on the thermometer I have up here, and we had a low last night up here, but 33 degrees. So I'm expecting pretty much the same tonight. We have the wood stove going here, and I know you probably have the windows open over there. Okay, KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, nothing exciting today. Dug flowers, bulbs up in the garden. Dried them up for another year, and let's see, I did something else, and I can't remember. I worked mostly around the garage, take care of things, move things from one place to the other place to keep busy. So we'll say 73s. I can't think of the other thing I got involved with. So we'll say 73s. KA2VLA is clear.
Okay, Quinn. We got a four-wheeler up here now that we just recently got, an old one. And I finally took it out for a spin. I kind of just brought it up here and put it under a tarp, and I hadn't played around with it much, but I took it for a spin and went down to your camp there and just kind of drove in and then drove out, but everything looked good. It's pretty nice up here right now, but that last windstorm we had there really knocked down all the leaves up here. I mean, you still have those beech leaves that like to hang on, you know, until winter time, but all the maples are down, and you can see pretty far in the woods already.
Well, that's good. We should be getting up there one of these days. Find time to get up. Seem to be awful busy doing not much. Thanks for the report on it.
No problem. We'll be up here until Saturday I haven't seen any grouse. I see them all the time when I don't have a gun in my hand, and I think what I'm going to do is maybe get myself a little pellet gun or something, one of those little pistol ones, and get it sighted in with a little scope and bring that with me when I go deer hunting, because every time I sit down on a log somewhere, I see about two or three grouse go walking by at some point during the day. So, but the minute I walk around with a shotgun, there's not one to be found, so I don't know. All right. Thanks for checking in, Clint, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Staff, looking for check-ins.
W2, is that XM Mobile? Good evening.
W2, is that XM Mobile? I don't, I'm up here at camp. I'm trying to remember. I think it's Andy, right? Good evening, what's up?
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Good evening, Jeff. Not a heck of a lot. 46 degrees in Smithfield, in central Madison County. Just on my way to work, the usual. Nothing really to add today. I seem to be getting a lot of interference on this frequency today, and I don't know what the deal is. Sounds like it might be coming from Canada, but I don't know what's up with that. Anyway, I'll throw it back over to you, and we'll listen out. W2ZXM.
You know, I was listening to the net on the CNY repeater tonight, and a couple people have reported the same thing. I think WA2U was saying that there's a lot of different repeaters you're hearing, a lot of collisions tonight. And occasionally we do get a French-Canadian station there that that comes in. So there must be some kind of propagation going on tonight. I haven't heard it up here myself, but I've been scanning around a bunch of different frequencies. But I think you might find a lot of that going on tonight. Okay, Andy, well, you have a good evening there, and thanks for checking in, and we'll talk with you the next time. Drive safe. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, boy, it just seems like it's been 2 days straight with no sleep, but I did have a little bit of sleep. I worked late last night till about... I don't know, 2 or 3 in the morning or something, and I went to bed, and I got up about 7 or 8 and went right back to work and tried to get a bunch of stuff done and get out of there by 1 o'clock or so, because I wanted to get up here, and that was the only way to really get it done. And a little tired, but we did manage to get some hunting done today, you know, for what it was worth. It didn't really see much. But the dog had fun going out there and scratching around. So we're just up here at camp. We got a little fire going here. It's nice and cozy. Got a fire going out in the campfire outside, too. So when we're not in here, we're out there relaxing. That's about all there is to report. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Zen query.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, you were saying that the you checked your high-low thermometer up to camp, and unfortunately, as you gave, we're going to give the temperatures, Rochester came on and waked me out. So could you repeat that?
Roger, we had a low here of 33, you know, in the morning.
Wow, I guess that is kind of low. Okay, very good. That's all I was kind of curious. 7-3, KA2 Lambda.
Well, you might not have heard the other part of that, too. I said, you're probably over there where the window's open right now.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that either. No, in fact, when it stopped with the little commercial that they run, it was just dead air. It was just before you went back to, you know, went to Clint. So, no, I didn't hear that. Well, I would if I could get away with that, but I don't think the wife would let me. KD2 Lambda.
Roger that. All right, well, it sounds like you're having a good postseason, too, from what I've been reading. I haven't been following it. I've been kind of busy lately. So good luck. I think you're off to the championship series now after a couple days of rest, and good luck with that. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ. My father there, John, down in the Hudson Valley. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Nothing much. Been a overcast day, sprinkling on and off. Nothing serious. Of course, I haven't looked outside since. But it's 55 degrees, and it's just about the right temperature here in the valley if you think about it. So that's about it. Hang on after the net, okay? Got a question for you on that cloud service you were talking about this morning on Facebook. Okay, WB2RUQ.
Roger, we will definitely do that, and thanks for checking in. I thought Jack was saying earlier you guys might be getting some rain coming your way. Is that what you see on the radar?
I haven't looked at the radar yet, so don't know. I'll take a look at it here in a little bit. I was busy playing with my new pressure cooker. Okay, WB2RUQ.
All right. Well, good luck with the pressure cooker. I'll talk with you more about that after the net. Okay, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Andy, and John for checking in tonight and say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. WB2RUQ, what's up?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Earlier today you had a Facebook posting on some cloud service, and I know Marcy commented on it, and something about $5 a month, yada yada. So I haven't gone back to look, but if you save me the time, tell me what it is.
The name of the website's digitalocean.com. They have, virtual servers that you can get, depending on how many cores you want, how much RAM you want, and how much storage you want. You can get priced from anywhere from $10 a month up to $1,000 a month, and they all run on solid-state drives. We're just going to start working on it here this week to see if it'll fit one of the acquisitions that we made. Now they just give you a bare bones server, so a Linux server, whatever flavor of Linux they offer. They offer several different flavors. You have it installed; it's just a bare bones thing, and then they give you your portal to get in, your SSH, access to get in, and you basically you're installing everything command line, but. It's extremely, extremely cheap. I mean, that one plan for $10 a month, I think it was 1 gig of RAM, one core, and like 10 gigabytes of storage. And, for your average small little website, that's more than enough. But, I mean, even like their 8 gig server was like $30 or $40 a month. And that's more than enough for even your mid-size, website. So it's a pretty interesting deal, especially the biggest problem with cloud servers is that usually they're running off, SAT or SCSI, SCSI physical drives, and there's problems, with everybody accessing it all the time. There's a lot of problems, but with SSD, that eliminates a lot of that. So you actually run a database on it without it, you know, without all these seek times from other requests from other people bothering you.
Okay, so this would be a virtual server with storage. It also means bare bones basically says you load what you want to load to have operating on that machine, right?
Well, what they have is a control panel, and you go in there and they give you a list of operating systems they offer. And usually they'll have something like CentOS, Ubuntu, Ubuntu, or Debian, or anything like that. And then they'll have some that are commercial, like Red Hat, or they might even have Windows, for all I know. And you say, that's the operating system I want. You click, you say how many cores you want. You size it out, basically. And you click a button, and they spawn up the process, you know, the instance, and they say, this is your IP, this is your root password, here's how you connect, blah, 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 and there you go.
Interesting. Okay. Now, what about backup on the site?
I have not seen what their backup offerings are yet. We just were going through what they have on their front end. We're just getting an account today, so we haven't actually got to see or fire up any servers or anything like that. So that I don't know. Marcy would probably know before I would. She, like she says, she's got a client that uses it. But from everything I've heard from some of the other people I talk with in the industry, it's working pretty good now. You know, who's to say what that's going to be like once everybody starts capping up servers there, and then maybe they, you know, let's see how their infrastructure holds up over time. When you know, because that's a pretty cheap offering. Like if you try a similar offering at Rackspace or Software or a lot of these other companies, it's almost double that, so you're going to get a lot of people jumping on it, so I'll be interested to see how long their infrastructure holds up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just keep my eyes open. One other question. I take it you're still running the same router you've been running, right? You haven't replaced that? This is at home.
Roger, I don't know. For whatever reason, the timeouts have stopped. I don't know what, you know, I don't know why, but we haven't had a problem now at the house. That was the biggest reason why I wanted to change is because we were having problems with the dumping connections, and I made some kind of change at one point. I don't remember what it was, but it was whatever I did. It seems to have fixed it, or I don't know. Part of the thing is, like, I had some stuff stacked on top of the router that was probably heating it up, too. That didn't help. But I would think if that would have had damaged it at one point, it should have stayed damaged, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, that's about it here. I'm going to watch a little TV, and Gloria and I got to be in Kingston tomorrow morning by 10, so we'll head up that way. All right, well, that's it from here, Jeff. I'll let you go wrap it up. It's WB2RUQ.
All right, well, not much here. We're up at camp early, and we're going to be coming back Saturday evening. Andrew's got to work Sunday, so I wanted to get up here day ahead, and I'll work myself on Sunday. The boys have their one day a month where they babysit their sister. But it's nice up here right now. It's kind of cool. What do we got for a temperature? It's 47 now. And it'll probably get down into the 30s, but it's a nice, clear, crisp night out. We got a good campfire going. We got a good fire in the wood stove. And just going to chill out and listen to some music and hit the sack. And got some camp work to do tomorrow and some hunting to do tomorrow. So that's about it. WB2REQ, this is KD2EIT. You'll be clear.
says KB2KOJ for Acton. United County traffic emergency, Matt. Acton traffic being held on the 14517. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
KD2AIT, good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2AIT, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. And what else, Rockton? This is KB2KOJ. Jeff, what noise do they hold in that up here? Do they hold it on your night up here, the phones on that here?
Roger, we try to, if it's not, if you come here some night, it's not on, it's just because somebody couldn't make it.
Okay, I'll have to listen and check in sometime. I've never checked in, I haven't checked in a long time, so I'll come up and check in sometime.
Definitely feel free to do, I usually do most of them, but Clinton does one on tomorrow night, and sometimes Paul, WX2PJ, does it on Saturday, so otherwise it's usually me. So you're welcome to come in anytime, KD2AIT.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I've checked in a couple times a long, long time ago. It's been a long time since I checked in. I'll have to come up. Oh, you're very good. Thanks, Jeff. This is KB2KOJ for Acton. Are there any other stations with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else there. Jeff, 7-3, take care, and hopefully catch you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, clear.
Have a good one. KB2AIT, clear.
Yeah, you too. KB2KOJ, out.